As many farmers struggle to find enough workers, some former soldiers are stepping up to help bring in the harvest. Fergus McLaughlin is a former Major General who was responsible for more than 35,000 troops. But for the next week or two, he's driving machinery on a farm in northwestern New South Wales. Fergus and a former army mate saw a story on the ABC's Landline program about rural labour shortages and decided to take their skills from the battlefield to the wheat field.
I literally am sitting here talking to you in this beautiful golden wheat field that goes as far as the eye can see. I can see the curvature of the earth. You know, red kangaroos belting past this morning on the way down here. And it really is quite a spectacular country.
Why did you decide to go harvesting?
The Landline story about the labour shortage really resonated with us. Two, you know, North Sydney coffee drinkers deciding that we would put together a little package of kit in our car and roll out here. But our car, by the way, was described as a hairdresser's car as soon as we arrived. The trucks out here have sort of triple bull bars and driving lights that can illuminate the sun. But yeah, so it was a combination of, curiosity about the industry and about what goes on out here. And it looked like people needed some help.
So you and an army mate first became aware of the possibility watching a story on Landline.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that somebody made the comment that if you can drive a tank, you can drive a header. And, of course, I started my career in tanks, so I just felt this pull and this connection. In our team, we've got us two army fellas, a retired general and a colonel, and we've got a Air Force former F-111 maintenance technician and a Navy guy. And, it's a fascinating group, really sort of versatile combination of practical experience. So I hope we're bringing something to the team. I mean, we all probably peter out a bit before some of the young farmers out here, but in the meantime, I think we're trying to be a bit useful.
What are the differences and similarities when it comes to driving a tank and driving a header, Gus?
Sally, one of the things I think that I'm personally finding really interesting is the similarities. So the technology in the equipment out here is extraordinary. These massive machines can follow GPS tracks across these enormous fields so that they are very, very accurate. And, I think as a city Australian, what I've realised is we expect our farmers to be, really competitive on the global stage without subsidies. But we, the way they achieve that efficiency is going to be through digital connectivity. And there's a lot left to do. The patchy communications, you and I have had to arrange an almost military-like schedule to hook up this morning. I think it's the sort of thing I'm learning. It's sophisticated industry, sophisticated machines, and they want to operate, in a modern 21st century environment. But I don't think as a nation we've quite got the connectivity there yet that they need to be as competitive as they could.
What do farmers and soldiers have in common, do you reckon?
One thing I think is this sense of connection, and you've experienced it yourself. We all like, one of the things that attracted me and retained me in the military was this connection to like-minded people who you sort of got up in the morning and you didn't feel you had to convince people of what the, what the direction we were going in. And out here there's this sense of unity and purpose, right from the wonderful sense of community in the pub. Harvest is coming, everyone's excited, there's a real sort of sense of energy. And I think on the job, there's this practical can-do approach. Australian soldiers are famous for being able to, take a bit of barbed wire and some string and solve a problem. And I hope they're seeing that with us, that there is that sense of being willing to roll our sleeves up and have a crack and try not to bend too much of this big, expensive machinery.
What's the biggest thing that this trip has taught you so far?
I think I've learned that just the wonderful spirit of community and resilience in this rural community, the little town of Rowena. Hopefully, through advocacy and chatting to people like you, we can remind people that our bread doesn't just turn up in a plastic wrapper at the supermarket. It starts out here with a farmer who took a risk to decide to plant a paddock, which costs money, uncertain about what the weather and other things are going to do. And upstream, there's a lot of hard work and great people.
That's retired Major General Fergus McLaughlin, who's harvesting wheat out in New South Wales. Operation Grain Harvest Assist is linking up defence veterans with farmers who are desperate for harvest labour.